Not to be dramatic.
You ever worry we're going to lose everything?
What, the firm?
And the country.
But the fate of the world could be at stake.
Everything will be impacted. Food, medicine, electricity.
Leading to mass panic, then violence.
I'm Sam Heifel from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall, and here's what to watch on Thursday, September 8th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Norman Reedus shares the details of his latest Walking Dead injury. On March 11th, Reedus suffered a concussion on set while filming the AMC drama series finale. The actor is no stranger to injuries, as he tells EW, quote, "I've been hit in the face and the head a million times. I've gone through car windows, but that one rung my bell. That whole ordeal for me personally was terrifying. I thought I was going to die," he says. In the end, shooting was only pushed a few days, and Reedus says a handful of tests and precautions were put into place to keep him safe. That way, he was able to finish out his filming on the beloved series. The Boys star, Erin Moriarty, is calling out fans of her show. The actress took to Instagram to open up about the online trolling she's faced, specifically about her body image. Quote, "This does break my heart," Moriarty wrote on her Instagram post. "I've opened up a vein for this role, and this kind of trolling is exactly what this role would speak out against. Everyone's going through their own battles. Let's not add to that," she says. After Moriarty said she feels silenced and dehumanized by the comments, show creator Eric Kripke addressed the trolls as well, letting them know that trolling is the opposite of the show's message and they're welcome to stop watching. Courtney Cox has responded to Kanye West's tweets about Friends. The rapper shared on Instagram that he doesn't always write his own tweets, and he did not write the tweet saying that Friends wasn't funny. He did, however, write that he wished he had. Cox posted a video of herself on Instagram grooving to West's 2008 song Heartless as she scrolls through the app. When she gets to his post, she stops the music. Her caption reads, quote, "I bet the old Kanye thought Friends was funny," a reference to West's 2016 single, I Love Kanye. For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Get ready for an action-packed adventure that's slightly darker than your average show. Literally. Our number three pick for today is the series premiere of Last Light. The action series from Peacock is centered on Andy, played by Lost Matthew Fox, in his first role out of retirement. Andy is a petrochemist, a fancy title for someone who studies oil. On a trip to the Middle East, he discovers a serious problem with the world's oil supply, which sends global cities spiraling with no electricity, no transportation, and no order in the streets. Here's a clip from the premiere.
I've never done this before. Ever. Just summon me out of the blue. So, whatever's happening, it has to be serious.
Yeah. And you have to fix it. It's a massive corporation. There must be 100 people he could call.
No, Elena. There aren't.
Andy, your son is having surgery.
And I will be there. I'll meet you in Paris. I'll be there.
Dad? Are you leaving?
Now Andy must reunite with his teenage daughter while also caring for his wife and disabled son. Would you sacrifice it all to see the light? Tune in to the series premiere of Last Light, streaming now on Peacock. It's trivia time! The Good Fight will kick off its final season tonight, which we'll get to in just a minute. The episode titles for each season follow a theme. Like season 2, each episode had day in the title, and each season 5 title started with and ended with an ellipsis. The season 4 episodes, though, followed the same theme as a particular long-running comedy. Hint, episode 1 is titled, "The Gang Deals with an Alternate Reality." Which show was it? Sex and the City, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or Weeds? Stick around for the answer. Number two. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, girl gets married to another man and his whole family is murdered at the wedding? That's the story of our next pick, the series premiere of Wedding Season. The new Hulu comedy follows Stefan and Katie, a pair who meet at a wedding and begin dating, even though Katie is already engaged. After a two-month-long affair, Katie's wedding day arrives, and so does Stefan, objecting to the wedding at the altar. But even more chaos ensues when Katie's fiancé's whole family is mysteriously poisoned at the reception. Here's a clip from the premiere.
Love is bullshit.
You don't actually believe that.
I don't actually believe that.
I've known you for 30 seconds. I know you don't believe that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say it's all that I think about, but it's definitely the thing that gets me out of bed in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And that's why I love weddings.
You love weddings? Mm-hmm. Aww. So you're aware that weddings are mostly driven by people wanting to show off that they love each other more than their friends love each other? And it's this fabrication that today is going to be the happiest day of my life. It's just the wedding industrial complex.
Oh, you're not one of those wedding industrial complex people.
I am.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't think people should blindly participate.
That is completely fair.
You know?
Yeah. No, of course. There's the truth in that. But, like, isn't it complaining about Christmas being commercialized?
Go on.
Like, okay, I'm not a brave man.
Okay.
I'm not a brave man. But I think there is something brave about getting up in front of everyone you know, knowing that there's statistically like a 50-50 chance of it not working out, and standing there and saying, we are crazy about each other, and we believe in each other. And I want to be the kind of person that can take that leap. And I think, deep down, you're with me on this.
I don't know about that.
It's a whodunit for the ages. Tune in to see if these lovebirds can make it out alive. The series premiere of Wedding Season is streaming now on Hulu. What to Watch has to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Also,
knowing more about Jelko,
when the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast, Thursday starting April 4th, on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. The battle for the soul of Reddick and Associates continues, but the fight is soon coming to an end when The Good Fight's sixth and final season premieres today. The premiere episode finds the legends Christine Baranski and Audra McDonald back at work at Chicago's largest African-American law firm. But something about this time feels, well, weird.
I feel like we're on this, kind of a crazy carnival ride, and it just never stops. I'm sorry, I'm rattling on.
How did you find us, Miss Lucker?
Oh, well, now you're really going to think I'm nuts. I heard about you in the metaverse.
Really?
Yes, I was asking about deja vu. This woman gave me a card.
Ahead of the premiere, EW spoke with co-star Charmaine Bingwa, who plays Carmen Moya, a mysterious attorney who joined the firm in season 5. Here's what Charmaine told us about what to expect from Carmen as the series comes to an end.
Yeah, well, actually, we found out like halfway through, which I think is like perfect, because I think it can be depressing if you know it's going to end when you start. Mm-hmm. And then if they just cut it at the end, I think that's brutal. When you think you're coming back and there's no more show. So I think it was lucky for all of us because we got to just, like, say goodbye. But I think, like, especially towards the end of season 6, they do justice to her arc. So I think, like, it's kind of satisfying in that way, which is, I think, a really hard thing to do, to, like, especially when you've got an ensemble cast full of all these interesting characters, to kind of give them all satisfying endings without making it look too neat, like you're putting a bow on everything as well, because that's not the King's writing as well. So I think it was definitely very hard to kind of go, oh, okay, this, I'm saying goodbye to Carmen. But I think particularly towards the end of season 6, like, there's some very satisfying moments for her. So I feel like they did good by her. They did right by her.
We will have more with the cast throughout the season. No one likes to say goodbye, but if we must, there's no one we'd rather celebrate than the Queens, Christine Baranski, and Audra McDonald. The Good Fight season premiere is streaming now on Paramount Plus. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. The season 4 episodes of The Good Fight followed the same theme as a particular long-running comedy. Which show was it? Sex and the City? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Or Weeds? The answer is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Every episode title of the iconic FX comedy series starts with The Gang, which The Good Fight took as an inspiration. The season 3 titles were also inspired by a popular comedy. Each episode started with The One, just like each episode of Friends. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. You can find us on Twitter at EW. Thanks for listening and have a great day. What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, hosted by Sam Heifel, produced by Ashley Boucher, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.